Hello.
Yes, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Return the call back that you requested, ma'am.
Yes, I had a an amount come out of my account that should not have.
Okay, we'll have to look in the account so we can assist you because I'm a customer service agent at a call center. Or we have more than 300 companies or more than 300 lines. Can I have your zip code, please?
My what?
Can I have your zip code, please?
64744.
64744, thank you. A moment. And first and last name?
Vanessa Sanderson.
Give me one moment. Yeah, well, mom, and I'm still here with you. And what is your shipping address, ma'am, for security purposes, please?
316 South Grand.
Thank you. Give me a moment. And your account is loading, just bear with me.
Okay.
Give me a moment. Okay, I see here note was done November 25th for $5.74 for kitchen. A, do you recall that order?
I do not.
You're saying that this account is fraud?
Yes, and then I had one come out, which I've seen that, which is only $5, but I had another one come out today, and it was 67.32.
Okay, so you recall the initial order or no?
The first one, yes, but it was like a free item, and I just paid shipping, but I don't even know what the 67.32 is.
When you place the order, ma'am, you're in trial basis to call in and cancel. If you don't call in and cancel, then you get billed 6732 for the $125 voucher. Go ahead.
Know what it is.
I advise you what it is. I just advise you. Did you hear what I stated or no?
Yeah, can you completely just remove that?
I go ahead and cancel your account to prevent all future charges. Because it's a
Well,
monthly fee.
I the 67.32 refunded.
I can apply a $30 I can apply a 35% refund of the charge that was sent to the account.
I need all of it refunded.
The most that we can do here for you because you accepted those terms and policies online when you made the payment for $5.74 is apply a 50% refund, but that'd be the most.
Well, I don't even know why 67 came out of my account
because of the voucher. Because when you placed the order, you didn't place the order, but you accepted those terms and policies online when you placed the order. Because we cannot bill you for the shipping and handling without you not accepting our terms and agreements.
But I'm confused because it said something about a free gift.
It's free, yes. You're not paying for the item.
I am paying if I'm paying.
No, you're not paying for the item. You're paying for a voucher. It's like a gift card. So you could spend it on our store. Then that gets you $125. That is sent to your email every month for that cost. But I'm going to cancel to your account.
Will I be refunded?
I can apply a 50% refund of the $67.32. And that will be, let me see. That'll be $33.66, ma'am.
And you can't do any more than that?
No, we cannot, ma'am.
Why is that?
Because you accepted that information online.
Okay, go ahead and do that.
Are you ready to write your cancellation number down?
Do what?
Are you ready to write your cancellation number down?
Yes.
C as in Charlie. 2582. C as in Charlie. 2582. 270.
Okay, and what am I supposed to do with this number?
That's a reference number that your account was canceled and processed a refund, ma'am, of 50%. You don't have to do nothing with that. It's just a reference number.
Okay.
Is there something else I can assist you with?
No. So when will that be posted, the refund?
Refund takes 3 to 5 business days, ma'am.
Okay, and then you did cancel it?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Bye.
Thank you for calling customer